Blog Talk Radio. Oh, that's Together We Rise by AMC and Iman Farai from Most High Records in London, England. And a special shout out to Iman Farai this morning. Blessings, King. This is Anna Marie Carter. I am so pleased to be with you today. I tell you, every day I wake up, it's like New Year's Day, like at midnight, where everyone screams and things go on, favors go in the air, and they're blowing whistles, and that's how I feel when I wake up in the morning. I don't know how many of you feel like that when you wake up in the morning, but I wake up every single morning feeling just like that. I'm excited today. I really am, because Monday is classified in America as Martin Luther King's birthday. And we're celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday starting today all the way to March the 1st. We have an agenda of our own. We have our own business. We're, like I always tell everybody, we're minding our own business and we're steady on the case. And we have reached a pinnacle at this time where we have finished our unification of Africa, except for two countries. We have made alliances in every country in Africa with the youth and with youth groups to assist us here in America as we rise up with our ministry's mantra, which is we only eat what we grow. We're taking control of what we eat because we don't want any biotech. We don't want any genetically engineered food. We do not want any laboratory meat. We do not want anything coming from the scientific realm when it comes to our food. We want real food grown by real organic heirloom seeds. And we are growing our own value-added products and the inputs it takes to make those products. We have successfully created our own global distribution network with the help of the International Trade Council of Brussels, Belgium. I cannot give those people enough props. They really have helped us. And my hat goes out to them, goes off to them, and my heart goes out to them. It is a fantastic organization that really cares about the planet and the people on the planet, and they have helped us unify with 2.5 million members, 119 countries, and 10 million global buyers, as we are global traders, certified by the International Trade Council of Brussels, Belgium, as certified organic suppliers, manufacturers, and service providers for Axlow Ministries. And within Axlow Ministries, we have platforms for our youth. One is COGABO, which stands for Chernozem Organics Global, a.k.a. Black Organics. So we're excited. I'm telling you, we have reached the highest of heights right now. It's Martin Luther King's birthday. We need to take his dream. We are taking Martin Luther King's dream, and we have turned it into our reality. And the reality is we now have all of our own food. We have farms. We have our own seeds. And we started out very small 45 years ago, but we have grown now to expand globally worldwide. So as we celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday this weekend and next week and the week after that, we show you examples of how we took his dream. We grew up in his dream. We grew up dreaming with him to take his dream and turn it into a reality. And this is as real as it gets. So we now, today, we take the opportunity to humbly come before both Nigeria and Ethiopia on this broadcast. Well, we will continue all the way up until next week as we reach out to the youth of Nigeria and the youth of Ethiopia to join us here in California with our youth who are in global trade. Now, our youth have about 300 brands, 7,000 labels, and they have in their portfolios a very extensive portfolios at that. They have about 1 million products in their portfolios. Now, most of the products come from America. And being in global trade, they are now able to take, as they have graduated in Kogabo, into their own ministries, their own corporations, their own companies, and their own manufacturing concerns. They now have the ability to network through the United States government's trade programs to meet every buyer in the world and offer them the finest American products that money can buy. There seems to be a large problem outside of America with counterfeit and bogus U.S. products, but we have moved forward to end all of that by inviting every foreign buyer to come to California and to pick up their purchased products directly from us at the Port of Oakland and the Port of Long Beach in Southern California. The Port of Oakland's in Northern California, but those are the closest ports to all of Asia. So we're very, very excited to invite the youth of Ethiopia and the youth of Nigeria to join us and to just break it down to you very simply of what we're asking of you is we're asking you to take time out to listen to Dr. Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream, because his dream is now your reality as well as our reality. And I want to also say that the youth in Nigeria are just the same as the youth in California, as just the same as the youth in Jamaica, as the youth in Cuba, as the youth in the Pacific Islands. We are all the same people. So there's no division. As a matter of fact, we're relatives. So family, let's get ready to go on a fantastic voyage this morning with the Missioner AMC of Axlow Ministries, and let's get down to the nitty-gritty on what's really going on in this world. I want to start you off with some of our opportunities that we have for you youth. We want you to join us as partners. We want you to join our ministry. I have the instructions for the ministry invitation on my Facebook page, which is Anna Marie Carter. You can come there, you can read it, and you can join. One of the primary benefits of becoming a member of Axlow Ministries is that we will be able to work with you because we only hire from within the ministry. Everything is done within the ministry. Our members are serviced by the ministry. We hire our members to service our members. We are all inclusive in our ministry. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about the ministry, if I may. The ministry was started in 1975 when I arrived in Watts, California, in the housing projects. I was received by my Aunt Belle and her family, and I began my journey of becoming a lady. And I became the seed lady of Watts. And within that, I stayed within Watts, and I grew organic food because at that time, we didn't have any access to organics. We basically really still don't have any access to organics except for what we grow. So And there are a lot of gardens there now because we built many, many gardens there for the people. They're everywhere, and, you know, people still utilize them. We're very proud of that. We've gleaned seeds from those gardens and put those seeds back in the ground and multiplied those seeds and given each other seeds. And for those shut-ins and the handicapped and the disabled and the sick and the poor, we organized ourselves and created the Watts Garden Club, and we created our own everything, own black farmers market, own portable gardens, which are called organoponicals, which were taught to me by the Cuban people, how to grow food on concrete, how to take that technology. I brought it back, and we were in Better Homes and Gardens magazine, one of the very prestigious gardening magazines in America. We were in that magazine representing Watts and representing Cuba. And we learned from the Cuban people how to sustain ourselves with nothing because, you know, they've had an embargo against them forever, and they're treated very, very poorly. But they're resilient, and they know how to survive. And they taught me many of their ways of how they grow their own food, and I brought it back to America. And we have all of those now inside of our nurseries, our seeds, our seed silos, and our seed banks. We have all of those for our members. So when you become a member, you have access to all this material. Plus, we do profit sharing with our members who are now our partners. So you are able to work with us on many, many levels to generate revenue. And that's what young people need. I just want to talk about that for a minute. Young people need money. You all outnumber everyone on the planet 20 to 1, in some places 50 to 1. In some places in Africa, 75 to 1. There's more of you than there are of any other ages on the planet. And you're all having babies, so your babies are going to, you know, they're going to outnumber you. You're going to have 3 and 4 and 5 babies apiece, and all those babies are just going to keep multiplying. And, you know, we have to build a future for those babies, so we do it through seeds. We do it through seeds. And you need money to live. You cannot continue to live the way you've been living. You really need to make some money. And that is what we are all about here in Global Trade, is work convincing you to work with us on your land, creating the value-added products that our youth have under their brands, and to create those products pure, organic, and non-GMO. I test everything. We have a testing facility called Test It Pure by AMC, and I spend most of my time testing everything because I need to know what's going on. I want to know what's in our food. And so that protects us for many, many reasons, our health, our vitality, our ingenuity, our genius, our ability to love one another is based on what we eat. So our job now is to convince you youth in Ethiopia and Nigeria to grow with us and grow these products for us, but hold up. We're not going to come and pick up those products and take them away, those crops. No, 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 no. You must manufacture the products. You must learn how to manufacture to our specifications. And once you do that, you receive that manufacturing dollar. You get that dollar. There's also money for distribution. For those of you that go into truck driving school and become truckers, you will be able to drive our crops to the port. You'll be able to drive our value-added products that you make to the ports so that we can ship them maybe to the next African country or maybe around the Horn of Africa to the other side of Africa, because we're not only selling our products in the outside world, we're also selling our products inside of Africa. So, you know, everybody wants real good food. They want to be healthy. They want to be strong. They want to be prosperous. And that is what we focus on at Axlow Ministries. We need you to join us. We need you to grow with us, and we need you to do it now. There's no waiting. There's no, you have to go to school, and we're going to educate you, and then down the road, we're going to do something. We don't play that. It's right here, right now. I'll tell you what we need. We need onions. We need tomatoes. But we don't need just onions and tomatoes. We need onions to be dried. And we need to take some of those dried onions, and they need to be ground up so they're it's ground onion powder. Because we're manufacturers, we want to source our inputs. If we're making potato chips, we want to be able to flavor those potato chips, but we have to make our own spices. So it's very important for us to encourage you to join us and grow these types of things, but also manufacture them to the point where they'll be able to be used in production. That gives you more money. We're excited to open our ministry to you in Africa, for you to join us, for you to start working with us, because we have purchase orders from around the world. We have purchase orders from Europe, the Baltic states, the Baltic regions that are off the Caspian Sea in Eastern Bloc in Europe. We have purchase orders in Canada. We have purchase orders in Peru, South America, Australia, and the entire Asian Pacific Rim on the Asian side. We have tons and tons of purchase orders. We have gleaned from the Obama administration being in their President's Export Initiative program for 8 years. So while President Obama has left, he's not with us except to say he is in Chicago and he's building the Obama Center, which we all are very excited about. We're basically out here on our own. And I want to make a statement about the statements that our president has been making regarding Africa and any nation where there are black people. He seems to have a problem or disdain with people of color. And I was asked this morning by my mother-in-law, she asked me, what did I think about what he said? And I told her, I said, you know, Mother, I believe that he's telling the truth. And I sojourn to the truth. I like the truth. And if this is what's in his heart, then God has made it so that he would reveal what's inside his heart to all of us, so we would know. Because the majority of people, who especially anyone that's, you know, on that level of being the president, they kind of just, you know, tell you one thing and do another. Not this man. This man is not playing with nobody, okay? He has a clear agenda. And he doesn't care what you think about what he thinks. And so I can only be thankful that he speaks his mind and tells us what he thinks, because then we know what to do. We should have been knowing what to do a long time ago, but we were lied to all the time by these smiling faces. This man doesn't have a smiling face. He's serious. So that means we need to be serious. And it means it is time for us to unify. Because if you're not wanted somewhere, if you're not liked, then we need to separate. We need to have all of our own everything, and we need to mind our own business and focus in on what we need and not worry about what they are saying over there. We're over here and we're doing our own thing. Now, the number one thing that that the government and the people of America that put this person in the office, they don't understand. There's one thing they don't get, and this is what I told my mother-in-law. I told her, I said, we're beautiful people. We take a lot of abuse. We have been used and abused, brought here in chains, and treated like hell for hundreds of years. Dr. Martin Luther King, he brought us a window of opportunity when he said, I have a dream. And we were able to look through his eyes at his dream and imagine a future where we would be able to coexist peacefully on a day-to-day basis. As we went through life, we'd be allowed to go into the stores of America. We'd be allowed to go and get on the bus and sit anywhere we want. We'd be allowed to do things that drink water from any place we want to drink. We'd be allowed to own property. We'd be allowed to vote. But there comes a time, once you've done all those things, that you reach a certain level or a certain level of education where you start looking at that food that they're selling us. Where does this food come from? We don't have the right in America to know. They took away our rights. Did you know, Africa, we do not have the right to know what's in our food in America? Do you know we don't have the right to know where our meat comes from in America? Do you know that we cannot call anything organic, even if it is, unless we go through bureaucratic red tape? So how much freedom is that? That's not very much freedom. And in order to be free in America, we have to be sovereign. We must have all of our own everything and operate under the premise of a ministry. Therefore, we have Axlow Ministries, a seed ministry from Watts, California, USA. We're not about religion. I encompass and embrace all religions because I'm the type of person, I want to study everything. I want to know. I got that kind of brain. I want to know. And I appreciate Islam. I appreciate Christianity. I appreciate Santiago. I appreciate Buddhism. I appreciate Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad. I appreciate all that come. Because you know what I was taught? I was taught, I had a lady, me and her, we were enemies. We were arch enemies in life. She did a lot of crazy stuff to me, and I never, the Korean lady, North Korea, we used to garden together. She used to mess with my stuff. You know, don't mess with my food. But me and this lady, we could not get along, but we had to farm side by side. That lady, one day she came and she said, there are many roads that lead to one God. And when she said that to me, it just went through me. I said, well, you know, God will use anybody to speak to me. And he'll use the devil himself to speak to me. And I will receive a message. So I don't discriminate with people. You know, whatever it is, just bring it. You know, whoever you are, come. That I don't discriminate against you because I know you're going to bring me a blessing from God. You're going to bring me something that's going to feed my spirit, woman, that's going to feed my soul. That woman taught me the greatest lesson there ever was in life. There are many roads that lead to one God. So if God is all there is, and that's all that matters, then we must do godly things and do the right thing, and our feet must not run to the bad. Our feet must run to the good, and that's what unification is about. But first, you must separate. You must stop using drugs, and you must stop participating in your own demise by eating substandard food when you're a superior being. When you're a superior being, you're supposed to eat good food from good earth, from good seed, so that you can fuel up your temple, your body. So your Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit has somewhere to come to work to do God's will. And that's what we want at Axlow Ministries. We want all the godly young come and join together, take these growing contracts and these manufacturing contracts, and grow real food for us to export to each other around the world. And let me tell you about how much food we eat in the diaspora per day. We eat $30 trillion worth of food a day. Now, if that's not enough money for you, then you don't need to call us, because that's all we're working with, okay? That's the best we can do. And as we take control of what we eat, the revenue generated is recycled back into the ministries. As you grow up, as you get participate, grow food, create value-added products for us, build your companies, build your corporations, and build yourself up, then you get to join us on another level. And that's our bank. We're getting ready to open up our bank, but it's only for companies and corporations globally. Well, we come together, we put our money together, we buy more land, we take the land, we grow food so we can feed each other. Some of the food that you will grow under contract for Axlow Ministries and all of our corporations underneath of that is you will grow food for us to give away. Because, you know, as a member of Axlow Ministries, if you ever call us and you don't have anything to eat, we are going to bring you some food immediately. You will never be hungry, ever. We will make sure you have everything you need. In a time of natural disasters or man-made disasters or lockdowns, like they locked us down for the Rodney King riots in South L.A., had the National Guard out there on us with guns. We couldn't come out the house for like 8 to 14 days. It is staying there, no lights, no water, no food. We need to have the ability to drive trucks up to those checkpoints where we show them our credentials from the ministry and your address to get inside to come and see about you. Now, let me tell you about these trucks we have, because this is very important. The contracts that you take from us, where you grow the food that's turned to value-added products that we put on our trucks and we deliver to our own people, let me tell you about that. Those trucks contain our products. Those products are tested pure. The test for those products will be on the internet for our members to see. When you want to see what's in your product, you can go to the internet and see the chemical analysis of it, all the way down to the potash and the ash. I mean, chemically broke down to that degree. We want you to understand something about Axlow Ministries. It's a seed ministry. It's about seeds. It's not about religion. It's about us being able to financially grow together, take our money, invest it in our future, in our children, building schools, building hospitals, building community, building houses, so we have communities where we can live in peace and our children can be safe. Now, whether it's part of this system that exists now or it's going to be part of a system in the future, I want you to control it. I want you to be in charge. I want you to be the police officer. I want you to be the sheriff. I want you to be the mayor. I want you to be the city council person. I want you to be the president. So when you separate and you create your own reality with your own food, and we are buying the food every day from each other and giving all of us jobs, that creates a nation within a nation. This is the time. This is the time this is the moment for you to consider to join us, because membership has benefits, and we're not playing. We're very serious about this. And you have an annual membership of $50 a year. It's very low to get inside. I am happy to say that the young people of America have finally taken us seriously, and they actually see what we're doing, and they're joining every day. But it wouldn't be complete without you in Nigeria and you in Ethiopia to join us. Now, the reason why we saved you for last, it's a very important reason. We just found out that your government officials are finally realizing that the crops you have are so valuable, you can no longer afford to give them away or let people come from other countries into your country and steal all your stuff and give you nothing. Those days are over. When you have the opportunity to get a corporate contract from America to take those same crops and manufacture them and get both the money for the crop and the manufacturing and the distribution to the port and to help us distribute it where you are and around you, that's big money, honey. And you need to realize it's a blessing. It's a blessing that's coming to you from above, because let me tell you, for us to have survived everything we have survived in this country, to be able to stand up under all of the oppression that still exists on us today, from the highest position in the nation all the way down to the ground, we still rise, we still stand, and we have integrity, we have morals, we have ethics, and we have each other. And so we reach out to you to include you, to be all inclusive, because we are in global trade. And global trade is trillions of dollars a day. And that money, you need to be smart about it. You need, when you start making this money, we have experts in America that will be able to assist you and help you make the right decision on investments. Because the money comes fast. And if you've got bad habits, the money coming in is going to take you down. Like you see a lot of celebrities and stuff, they make money all of a sudden, and you see them walk around, and next thing you know, something happened to them because they did not know what to do with the money. You can't have a lot of money and use drugs. You can't do that. You have to let all those bad habits go. And you have to have a new attitude. You have to have a godly attitude. You gotta want to find that perfect person to be with, get that nice home, settle down, maybe have a couple of kids if you want to, if not, whatever, travel the world, have money to go and buy whatever you want. You know, these things are important for a young person. Like, oh, you see older people doing it all the time, but what about the young people? They need it too. And, you know, I met some young people from Africa, and they inspired me. They inspired me with their dreams and their desires for their communities and their education, their levels of education they have in worldly matters, how they understand apartheid, they understand capitalism, they understand communism, they understand all of these different things. Very smart young people, but they also realize they're struggling where they are to grow what they need, and they've got all these great products and stuff, but they have no markets. You all don't have any markets. You don't have any place to sell your products to because you're not connected. But guess what? We are. We're global. And we're coming to get you, and we're coming to get you right now. So you will hear me speak to you today, tomorrow, and every day all the way to March the 1st. You know, today I tried to get online. And someone had blocked me. They had blocked me from even being able to get on the radio. And I said to myself, you know, this is how it is in America. If we try to stand up and do anything, there's some force that says, no, they're rising, knock them down. Well, you know what? it's a little too damn late at this point because I multiplied myself by 100. There's 100 of me that are younger than me, okay, that have the same thing I have, and they're all quietly operating and getting themselves strategically positioned to take over. But they can't take over completely unless they have you. If you are the key, and if we can get you to take the contracts to grow, we will be able to supply ourselves globally. And that includes anyone else that wants tested pure food. There's a lot of people in Asia right now that want food that they know is pure. I know there's a lot of people in Europe that want food that they know is pure. Canada, South America, India, I think they all want pure food. I think the people want pure food. I don't know what these people who have these agendas and stuff think they're going to do. I don't think they thought too clearly when they started contaminating our food and creating all of these gene mutating systems to go in our food. I don't really think they thought it out very well, nor did they think it out very well when they were running around here shooting everybody up with those needles for immunizations and then finding out that all of it was contaminated. I mean, how stupid do you think the people are going to continue to be? I think there comes a day when the line is drawn, and I think that line was drawn yesterday after we heard President Trump make his statements. And if I'm not wrong, I believe that we're all going to unify overnight, and we're going to do it around a plate. It's going to be that plate that brings us prosperity. It's going to be that plate that brings us together because we all have to eat. I don't care what color you are. I don't care how old you are. And I don't care where you are on this planet. But you have to eat. We all have to eat. So let us use integrity. Let us use respect. Let us use morals. Let us combine our energies and let us feed ourselves. I'm telling you, it's a great day. I feel real good. When I woke up this morning, I was like, yes, I am about to get on this radio and speak to these young people. I want you to know we want you. We need you. You hold the key in Africa for our immediate success. We're ready. Are you? I'd also like to thank Martin Luther King for all of the things he sacrificed his life for us to have a foundation to build from. And when I look around and see all of you and all the things you have studied and your heart of how you want to help one another and all the ideas you have, oh, let me tell you what we have for you, Africa. We have a device that takes the water out of the air and it goes through the machine and drips out clean drinking water. Now, you know we need that for agriculture. You know we need that for you so you can drink clean water. We have the ability to make roads out of recycled plastic tires and material and sand, mix it together, and lay it out on the ground and make roads. Did you know we can do that? We're master recyclers over here in California. You know, we started recycling, and we started organics, too. That's where it came from California. And I personally, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I'm known as Sea Lady Watts. You can go to my website. It's Anna, A-N-N-A, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, S, Carter's, the, T-H-E, lady, excuse me, T-H-E, Seed Lady. So it's Anna Carter's, the SeedLady.com. Go to my website and scroll up and look at all my awards I got over the years. That's Anna Carter's, the SeedLady.com. And read all of my awards. I didn't get them awards for no reason. I got those awards because I'm an environmentalist. Okay? I care about the earth. I have been out here pounding to build this foundation for you to come so you can rise up, because I know that the youth will inherit this earth. And it's up to you to make that decision if you're going to come and join our youth in California. I'm going to be introducing them to you this week. Queen Sabrina McGee. She's a genius. The girl is just a walking genius, okay? King Saul McCoy, another genius. Queen Bree Ma, another genius. And King Charles Atlas McNaker. When you meet him, that's it and that's all. We got a gang of youth over here that are vibrating on the highest level, waiting for you to join so we can connect you two together so that you all can start manufacturing together. Because guess what? I retired on January 1st. I don't even work anymore. I don't even do anything. I basically gave everything over to you guys. So it's up to you to take advantage of my life's work. It's up to you to decide you want something more than nothing and to come, because we're rising up. And when you see us rise up and you say, oh, man, I had a chance to be with them and I didn't take it, don't miss out. Don't miss out. Now, one of the other things about me is that I save seeds. Seed lady. And I have seeds. And a lot of my seeds are in Africa. So if you decide to grow, my seeds are already there. We can just go under contract, get you the seeds. You grow for us. We're going to tell you how we need it grown. Yes, somebody will come over there and they will inspect your fields, test your soil, test your water, and will come and commune with you. But it's basically up to you to do this and to make sure that when you say you're going to get those crops to us on time, that you do it, because you'll be under contract and the money is good. And you're not going to want to miss that money. You need the money. You need the money so you take care of your mama and your grandmothers, because, you know, I'm sure many of you are worried about them. And with all the stuff that's going on over there in Africa, I think money will make the difference. So, yes, money is the draw, but that's a vehicle to get to where you need to go. And that is, you know, your dream. Just like Martin Luther King had a dream, you have a dream too. And so not everybody will be wanting to join us. Not everybody will agree with me. Not everybody wants pure food. I understand that. Many are called, but few are chosen. Are you one of the chosen few? Are you willing to work with us? Are you willing to help supply us so we can take our brands around the world? Are you willing to do that organically and non-GMO? Because if you are, please join us. We look forward to hearing from you. Once again, I'll give you my details. I'm Anna Marie Carter, the Seed Lady of Watts, Missioner AMC of Axlow Ministries, Watts, California, USA, 90002. Established in 1975. I am a U.S. certified organic supplier with the Organic Trade Association, 9 years. I am an accredited global international trader, supplier, manufacturer for Axlow Ministries with the International Trade Council of Brussels, Belgium. I'm a member of WUSATA, the Western United States Trade Association. I have affiliation with the Southern United States Trade Association. I am a member of the Cal Asian Chamber of Commerce, selling products to all of Asia. I am a wife. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. I'm a great-grandmother, and I'm a great-great-grandmother. I also do, I'm retired now, I do senior fitness, but I am encouraging the youth who I have given everything to go into the world and network with you so that you and they together can rise, because that's all that's important, is that the elders do everything they can to empower the youth, because we had our day. And what did we do with it? What did the elders do with their day? This day today belongs to you. And I think Martin Luther King made a valuable contribution with his life for you. And I think that the few elders that did listen to him and stay the course and build the foundation for nation building for you all to rise up on, I think we all have one thing in common. We want to see you succeed. And by every means necessary, this will happen as long as we grow all of our own food and only eat what we grow. That's the unifying factor. That's what solidifies the ministry. That's what creates the income on a daily basis. And that's the bank for investment. The investment is you. I want you to stay sober. I want you to stay vigilant. I want you to think about growing up overnight. I want you to think about the responsibility of these contracts. I want you to think about Bree and Sabrina and Charles and Saul and how hard they have been working for the last 4 and 5 years to get everything ready so we can reach out and pull you in. We have the purchase orders. We just need to fill them. So we have lists of crops that need to be done. All of our products need to be partially manufactured by you. Some of it needs to be sent to where it's going to go, but a lot of it will be coming to the United States through the Eastern Seaboard. We will receive it, continue to process it, bag it up, and ship it out to where it's already been ordered. And if you think about the long-term financial investment that you will be giving to this ministry in regard to working together for our sovereignty, think about what your future will be in the future. Think about what your life will be in the future because you're young. You have a future. You have a future. The elders, do we have a future? We have a short future, but you have years and decades. What we do now will set forth what will happen 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years from now, and it's all about a seed. This is the Seed Lady of Watts. I'm going to sign off today, but I'll be back tomorrow. If there's any questions you have for me and you want to join this ministry, go to Black Organics Online Store, join today, and contact me. My email is theseedlady@hotmail.com. I will continue to do my broadcasts every day to you, encouraging you to join, talking about those who did join, connecting you immediately with commerce, because this is the time. We don't have to worry about anybody calling us names. Sticks and stones may break our bones, but words could never hurt us. When we separate, unify, and mind our own business, we're climbing that golden ladder. And we'll talk about Dr. Carver tomorrow, too, about him teaching us about that golden ladder. We continue to celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday by unifying on Blog Talk Radio at Anna Carter's The Seed Lady. I look forward to seeing you, talking to you tomorrow. And please take this broadcast and play it for your mother. Play it for your grandmother. Let them hear it. Let them tell you what I'm saying isn't the truth. Blessings.